Hello, my imaginary friends, SM2N here. Still October the 21st, 2012. Was listening to Dean Reed's Boo earlier today about producing music, and he was talking specifically about the Roland TB-303 bassline machine. Yes, absolutely a classic machine. I'd love to have my hands on one of those as well. Certainly something to lust after. The guys mentioned, Dean was talking with Jay, and they mentioned the Zoxbox kit that you can get hold of to build your own TB-303 clone. That's definitely, it's good that they mentioned that. But you can actually buy pre-built units of those things. So there's you can Google it and you can find where you can buy one of those that's already been put together. I'll include a link to the one I found, but it was still over £400, I think it was. Depending on the exchange rate, I think the company that I found was in Germany, so the price was €559 or something, I think it was. It'll be a little bit more affordable than a genuine Roland TB-303. And apparently they're slightly more functional as well. You can do a bit more with it than with the Zoxbox than you could with a real 303. I thought I'd mention that. But the great thing as an iPad owner is the ability to get your hands on Propellerhead's Rebirth, which I've probably mentioned a few times before on Audio Boos. But Rebirth is an emulator that you can run on the iPad. Or the iPhone as well. It's available for the iPhone as well, but I've got it on the iPad, and it's good because you can use the whole screen on the iPhone. I think you have to scroll around a bit to get to all the bells and whistles. Rebirth by Propellerheads, which was a lot less than £450, whatever it was. But that gives you two TB-303s and a TR-808 and a TR-909, so it gives you the drum machines as well, all within one app, and you can sequence those nicely, and it's a lot easier to sequence on the iPad than it is on the real kit. A lot more cost effective. You can buy an iPad, you can buy yourself a second-hand iPad. I've only got an iPad 1, and it works on there perfectly well. So you can get hold of a bottom of the range iPad 2 or an iPad 1 second-hand, whatever, and buy this app and still have a lot of money left over compared to buying a Zoxbox. And the other advantage of doing it on the iPad is that you can, with the old acid music, it was all about twiddling the knobs, wasn't it? But with a real 303, you can only twiddle two knobs at once because you've only got two hands. Whereas with the iPad version, you can actually control a knob with each of your fingers if you get the technique right. So you can twiddle a lot more knobs at once. There's actually some stuff that you can do with that virtual version of the the TB-303 that you would not be able to do with a real one. That's a tip. And that's the that Rebirth instrument on the iPad is what we used, or what I used, at the Jam Folder gig that we did, James and me. I used that on most of the tracks actually that we played, certainly used it on You'll Never Know and on Wonderwall. Those two were both heavily based on the Rebirth, with the two TB-303s running along, playing bass lines and other bits and bobs. And obviously the drums on the 808 and the 909 as well were, I think I was just using the 909. But anyway, yeah, we used those for those tracks, and also the Angry Birds Tetris track as well, which I'm not sure whether we actually published that, because that was a bit of a laugh, really. Rather, anyway, yeah, that's what we used for the live stuff. So yeah, it's good stuff. Definitely, if you've got a chance to get hold of Rebirth running on the iPad, then do so. I think it's also available as a Mac application as well. Slander, you could get hold of it and run it on your Mac, couldn't you? I know you haven't got. Oh no, you've got an iPhone 3GS, haven't you? So you could probably run it on there as well. Anyway, yeah, definitely. If you're into that sort of thing, then it's well worth a play. And yeah, well, that's all I have to say, really. So thanks very much to Dean for bringing up this subject. Cool. Take care. Toodle-boo.